Smiths. Jesus came and it changed history, changed our lives, I hope. Hope we allow it to change our lives. Welcome here. Come on in if you haven't found a seat yet. Lots right in the middle. Wouldn't think this was a Mennonite church with how much room there is in the middle row Mennonites. Come on in. Join us here. It's good to hear. Lots of hubbub, excitement. I want to announce there is no Christmas Day service here in this church tomorrow, but there is at Coaldale Mennonite, a Christmas cantata, 10:30 tomorrow morning. So it's just south on 17th Street. If you're out and about and wanting to take in a Christmas Day service, that would be a great one to take in. Let me open in a word of prayer and let's celebrate Jesus coming. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. We thank you for coming, being Emmanuel, God with us. More than we can comprehend, but simple enough for a child to understand. And thank you, Jesus, that you give us the Holy Spirit. You lead us into truth, the truth that sets free. Would you lead us into some of that truth here tonight? Help us really celebrate you this season and your ongoing work in the world and in us, and that you will bring it to an amazing climax. We look forward to when you return again, but we celebrate your first advent here tonight, Jesus, and we celebrate it by singing first. We pray this in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.
Stand and sing with us. Seated.
Well, we've done it. Our first year together as a couple, and we finished all our Christmas shopping.
We got
everything.
We took care of your family, your brother, your sister, her husband, and her kids, my sister, her husband, and her kids.
What did we get your nieces?
The baby dolls with the bottles, remember?
And what did you get me?
I'm not telling.
So here we are at Park Place Mall, and it's 4:30 on Christmas Eve. What's on the agenda now?
Well, we have dinner with my folks, then opening gifts, then the party at Elaine's.
Uh-huh.
Presents in the morning for you and me, then lunch with your folks, dinner with mine, and another party at the Daniels house. What's wrong?
Just seems that we're missing something. We saw the movies, right?
We watched It's a Wonderful Life last night, Rudolph was last week, Home Alone on Thanksgiving, Christmas Vacation is at my parents' place tonight, and Christmas Story after lunch tomorrow.
What about Charlie Brown?
It was on when you were out of town last week, but I taped it for you.
Good. I don't know. We're still missing something. I wonder what it could be.
Oh my goodness, look who it is!
Who?
It's the Three Kings!
Who?
My old friends from high school, the King family! Hey you guys! Phil, these are my friends, the Kings, Aaron, Ralph, and Joseph.
I remember them. They came to the wedding.
Good to see you again, Phil.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, I haven't seen you guys in forever. What are you doing up here?
Oh, the usual, last minute Christmas shopping.
Bearing gifts for the newborn king.
Excuse me?
Joseph and his wife had a baby last week.
Oh, Joseph, congratulations!
Thank you!
You should see him, Susan. He's the cutest thing.
That's so wonderful. And how's Mary, Joseph?
Well, she had a few complications in the delivery and had a rough day or two, but everything's stable now.
I'm so glad.
Hey, you weren't guess who's in town visiting.
Who?
The shepherds.
Rob and Deanne?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, they came to see the baby after they heard about him from Gabriel.
Gabriel Roberts? Wow, there's someone else I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, the shepherds came in last night and are staying with us too.
They tried to get a room at the Holiday Inn, but it's Christmas. There's no room in the inn.
I'd love to see them.
Maybe we can stop by.
Oh, yes, please do. We're staying at Mom and Dad's in the new subdivision on the west side.
Oh, the one off Bethlehem Road?
Yeah, that's it.
Right behind the Lone Star Steakhouse.
The one with the big, bright star out front.
Now that shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah, you just come from the east, and you just keep going down Bethlehem Road till you see the star.
Sounds good.
Well, we need to get going, but maybe we'll see you guys later?
I hope so.
Yeah, drop by anytime.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Hey, do you guys know if there's a place around here that sells cigarettes?
I think there's a Walgreens down by Sears.
Good, because I'm out, and I'm dying for a pack of Camels.
I'll catch you later.
Merry Christmas. Wow, that was great.
What a nice family.
So did you think of what we're missing?
No, it's probably something obvious. We'll kick ourselves later.
I wonder what it could be. Candy canes.
Identify with our need, and yet he lived a sinless life so that he, in his great love, could be our sinless substitute on Calvary. He conquered sin and death in his resurrection and made a way that we could enjoy him and his love forever. What wonderful love he has for us.
Philippians 2:5-11. Your attitude should be the
the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every name should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for visiting your people with salvation. We honor you for giving yourself to us as a humble servant and a faithful shepherd. We thank you for your incarnation, your complete identification with our need. Help us grow in experiencing your love for us and learn to love ourselves and others. May the delight we have today be centered upon you, whose name is above every name. We praise you. We love you. Amen.
Please stand with us again.
What hope we hold this starlit night, a king is born in Bethlehem. Our journey long we seek the light that leads to the fear we felt in this silent age. 400 years can he be found, but broken by a baby's cry, rejoice in the hallowed manger ground. manger, a king like this, unto us is born a Savior. The light has come. A king like this, the highest name in the Son of Heaven, a king like this, born of flesh into our suffering. The light has come. He is Christ the Lord. He is Christ our Savior. Bow my heart before no other name. Bow my heart before no other king. Like this, a saving love that would not forsake us, betrayed by a kiss, led to the cross for our forgiveness. The light has come. He is Christ the Lord. He is Christ our Savior. Before no other name, bow my heart before no other king. We lift up our eyes, the light has come. We lift up our eyes, the light has come. We lift up. Before no other name, bow my heart before no other king, bow my heart before no other name, bow my heart before no other king. Stand forever, the angels sing, glory, glory, hallelujah. The light has come. The light has come.
You may be seated.
Just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross, it's about my sin. about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's not just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find with. About his precious blood to save me from my sin. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away. Someday it's about the cross. The beginning of the story is wonderful and great. It's the ending that can save you, and that's why we celebrate. It's about the cross.
Hopefully that video helps us think a little differently, that we don't miss out on something at Christmas, right? Drama skit at the beginning, the missing out something at Christmas. Candy canes. Or were they missing Jesus? And Jesus is the fullness. It's a congregation, we've been walking through some of the characters of Christmas, some of the characteristics that they've demonstrated, and God worked through them. Joseph, Mary, the shepherds, and the Magi, each were humble before God. They heard a message from God and they responded to it. They're obedient. They heeded that message and they honored God. This whole celebration is about Jesus. These are characteristics that he lived out perfectly. It is about the cross, but it's about all that Jesus has done and will do. He's the creator, Scripture says. He was there in the beginning and spoke all that exists into existence. Everything that is, each of us, all the stars, everything on the world, all created by God. Jesus was there, created, but corruption entered. There's a reason why Jesus had to come. Because humankind sinned. We rebelled against God's way, and we wanted to go our own way. We corrupted it. But God was faithful. He kept faithful to his covenant right throughout all of the Old Testament. He was faithful even when his people were not. And then we celebrate Christmas. Christmas. We light the Christ candle. We've been going through the Advent. Peace and hope and love and joy. These are all, we get little tastes of them apart from God. But with God, we fully experience the peace that passes understanding, the joy that overflows. It's the Christ candle. It's Christmas that changed history and can change each of our lives. But he comes with a purpose. He just doesn't come as a cute little baby in the manger. He comes and he walks towards that cross. Let's look at some of his characteristics. Philippians 2, 5 to 8. This is the humbleness, humility of Christ. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, he is God, but he comes in the form of human, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of humankind. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. He was humble before God the Father, and he always listened to his Father. He heard, "No longer do I call you," this is John 15:15, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Everything he taught, everything he did, he received that from his Father. He heard that message and he was obedient to it. He heeded it. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide." That means take up residence. Abide in my love. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that your joy, my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Right? I think often we're just accepting a little scrapings off the table with God. But could it be that we're missing something at Christmas? The fullness of God, that our joy may be full, comes out of an obedience, walking with him. A couple more examples from John 15. And going a little further, this is Jesus in the garden. He fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He submits to the Father's will and obeys. A little later, again, for a second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." He submits. He submits to death, even death on a cross. He comes with a purpose, this Christ child, this celebration of Christmas. Back to Philippians 2. "Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Comes with a purpose. Yes, he lives out these characteristics of humility, being able to hear and heed the word of God, follow what he's created for. He came for. We are created for, to bring him glory and live out of who we are created to be. So this Jesus we celebrate is much more than a baby in a crib. Jesus is much more than an example to follow. He's much more than good moral character. Jesus is not a fanciful, fictional character as some in our society would have us believe, or proclaim anyways. Nor is he an irrelevant historical figure some 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is the only all-sufficient one who selflessly humbled himself to being born as a human, fully God and fully human, and submitted fully to God the Father, living perfectly, sinlessly, and willingly and lovingly gave his life so that we could have life. We could be redeemed. We could be saved. And now is interceding for people. And he sent the Holy Spirit to comfort, to teach, to guide people. And is returning to redeem creation. It is all about Jesus and all he has done and is doing and ever will do. Right? He's the creator. Corruption happened, but he's faithful to his covenant promises. He comes as Christmas. We celebrate Christmas. He faithfully went to the cross, but he conquered sin and death through his resurrection. And he's coming again. And we celebrate all of that. This was him breaking into history, human history. Thus, one born in obscurity is recognized by unlikely devotees as the future king of Israel. The child whose birth is shrouded in suspicions of illegitimacy, right? Mary not being married, is in fact God's legitimate appointee. On the other hand, the legal rulers, both political and religious, by their clinging to the positions of power and prestige, prove themselves to be the illegitimate leaders in God's eyes. Sadly, the church in many ages has perpetuated this pattern, proven itself to be the illegitimate, not reflecting the characteristics of God. Meanwhile, God often chooses to reveal himself to people far away, like the wise men who came from afar. And in the midst of their religious practices, he leads them to the full truth found only in Christ, only in Jesus. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. Jesus coming to turn course of humanity on its head, where we're headed for destruction because of our sin and rebellion. He turns it on its head and he makes a celebration out of it. Makes a potential that we can have real life because he came. And we celebrate him. And this is when it turned. He broke into history. Broke into our real world. I wonder, are you here tonight? Have you let him break into your life? He doesn't barge in, but he certainly knocks. And he's willing to come in and give us the peace, the joy, the hope, the love that we so long for. If you don't know Jesus personally, talk to those you came with. Many people here tonight, talk to me after. This Jesus is alive right now. He's not a little baby. He lived and he died, but he conquered sin and death. And we celebrate all of that at Christmas. So join me in prayer. We got a few more songs. We want to celebrate him some more. Lord Jesus, thank you for all you are and all you have done. You covered that great chasm. We couldn't work our way back to you, God. None of us is good. Never could we be good enough. You are perfect. You came. You lived the sinless life so that you were an acceptable sacrifice in our place. And we thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being Emmanuel, God with us. And for giving us your Holy Spirit that we can have God with us constantly in this life. And know your peace, your hope, your joy. And know you, Jesus. And have the certainty that when you return, we are a part of that creation that you are redeeming. We thank you. We celebrate all of this in this season of Christmas. We celebrate you, Jesus. That's about you. Amen.
We invite you to stand for our closing songs.
shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. His spear shall pierce him through, the Christ be born for me, for you. Come, let us adore. praises ring to the newborn King. Peace on earth, here with us, joy awakening. At your feet we fall. Adore, come let us adore. Oh, come let us adore Him. The Lord, worship Christ, the Lord, let all that is within us adore.
We love because He first loved us. May you truly celebrate Christ this Christmas and the life that He made possible. Enjoy your Christmases, have your celebrations, and have a truly Merry Christmas.